And we have news this hour from Colombia that Ingrid Betancourt, the former presidential candidate in Colombia, and three American hostages have been freed. Colombia's defense minister, Juan Manuel Santos, says the military rescued 15 hostages in all. It's been more than 6 years since Betancourt was taken hostage by Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC. NPR's Juan Ferrero has been following this story. He happens to be in Washington, D.C. today and joins us now by phone from his hotel here in Washington. And Juan, good to have you on the program.
Good to be here.
And what do we know about today's rescue?
There's not much information at the moment. The defense ministry said today, this afternoon, just a few minutes ago, that it had rescued Ingrid Betancourt, who's a very well-known French-Colombian politician and author, as well as three Americans who had been held since 2003 by the FARC. There's also a rescue of about 11 Colombian soldiers who had also been held by that rebel group in very isolated jungle territory.
And these people, Ingrid Betancourt, there had been some progress of late. A few hostages had been let go after some, contentious negotiations that involved the president of Venezuela as well.
That's correct. Early this year, the FARC had released some hostages into the hands of President Hugo Chavez, who had been negotiating with that rebel group. But then, in recent months, the Colombian government has struck some very hard blows against the FARC. They'd killed some top commanders, and the FARC said it was no longer going to be making any more unilateral releases. The world has really sort of been shocked by the way the hostages have been treated. There are as many as 700 hostages in the Colombian jungles. Many of them are soldiers and policemen who've been captured in combat. Some of them have been held for as long as 10 years. And then there were some very well-known pawns. The best known was, of course, Ingrid Betancourt. France's government had been heavily involved in trying to get her released. And then there were three American hostages. And John McCain, who's in Colombia, or was in Colombia until just recently, he was there yesterday and this morning, he even talked about this issue of the three Americans.
All we have of this news thus far is from the Colombian Defense Ministry. Has anybody seen the hostages?
I don't know at this point. It appears that they came out with this release that they had rescued these people. And that in and of itself has been very contentious because the families had long said, we never want there to be a rescue, because the FARC's policy has been, if there's a rescue, you kill the hostages.
We're talking with NPR's Juan Ferrero about news today of the release of Ingrid Betancourt, three Americans, and other hostages in Colombia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So if this news can be believed, Juan, it has to be accepted as a blow to an organization, the FARC, which, as you mentioned, two of its most important leaders have been killed, one in a cross-border raid into Ecuador and the other by an apparently disgruntled bodyguard. There have been other defections from the organization of late. It used to control large swaths of the country and has been pushed back significantly.
Yes, I've been in Colombia for many years now, and in the past, the FARC controlled at least a third of the territory, meaning that they held sway. They may not have been able to hold every town against an army offensive, but they were infiltrated in towns, in many communities throughout Colombia, rural Colombia. In recent months, the FARC has just suffered one blow after another. There have been mass desertions of hundreds of guerrillas every month, and a lot of these guerrillas are taking with them a lot of information that the Colombian military is then using to capture or to strike at the FARC. And apparently the military did say that they did have information about the hostages. So clearly there was some kind of intelligence gathering here that was crucial. There have been cases where the military has come very close to the hostages and then pulled back. Not too long ago, the military revealed that a special elite platoon of commandos had come so close to the Americans that they had seen the three of them bathing in a river. But the platoon and the soldiers in that platoon knew that the FARC was very nearby, and so they didn't come any closer. They knew that the FARC could kill these guys, and then what? What would they have?
The FARC has also, had sometimes the support of neighboring government in Venezuela and sometimes not. Just after the release of the first hostages in the negotiations earlier this year, Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, called upon the world to recognize the FARC as a legitimate revolutionary movement. And then just a few weeks later, he called on them to drop their arms.
Yes, exactly. Well, what happened in between that time is that the Colombian government revealed, released the information bit by bit from a computer that was captured in a rebel camp, and that computer showed that there had been quite close links between President Hugo Chavez and the FARC. This was continuing to come out, and this was an embarrassment for Venezuela's government. Venezuela has denied that it has ties to the FARC or that in any way helps the FARC, but Hugo Chavez, at least rhetorically, has been supportive of the FARC. He said that their struggle is a struggle that we support and that we respect here in Venezuela. That did not go over well in Colombia, and it really didn't catch on in any other part of the world either. Very recently, Chavez took another tack, and he said that the armed struggle in Colombia had no future, that the FARC should release its hostages, make a big gesture and release those hostages, and that the FARC should enter into peace negotiations with the Colombian government.
And very quickly, Juan, tell us who these three American hostages are.
Well, these three American hostages are men who were contractors with the Pentagon. They had worked for a private company, and they were captured when their plane went down in the southern part of Colombia back in 2003. Their names are Thomas Howes, Mark Gonsalves, and Keith Stanzel, and their families have been pushing for their release for years, so this must be a big day for them.
Thanks very much, Juan Ferrero, and obviously more on this story later today on All Things Considered, and stay tuned to NPR News for the latest. Thank you very much, Juan.
Thank you.
And at the next week, when we broadcast from the museum, we'll have a rather well-known substitute host as I'm on vacation. Ted Koppel will join us to do that broadcast. If you'd like tickets, you can send an email to tickets@npr.org. That's next week here at the museum on Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.